Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah. Oh, come on, that's it. He loves that praise right now. Hallelujah. He dwells in that praise. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love what I feel here tonight. Amen, amen, amen. If you'll turn with me in the book of Acts, chapter 4. Hallelujah. Book of Acts, chapter 4, we're going to read verse 19 through 20. But Peter and John answered and said unto him, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Amen. When you do it, when you give a testimony, you speak what you've seen. You speak what you heard. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word here tonight. We ask God that you just touch and bless and move in everyone here. We give you the praise and glory. Anoint your servant, Lord, to speak your word in Jesus' name. Can you give him a hand clap of praise? All right. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight. I don't apologize. I'm apostolic. I don't apologize. I'm apostolic. We live in an in-your-face society. Amen? In your face. It is not good enough to be what you want to be, but there is an unwarranted need to prove that you are defiant of all others. Amen? From Jesse Smollett to illegitimate homosexuality and rebellion and are flaunted as the ultimate expression of independence and individuality. If you don't like it, then deal with it. If you think it's wrong, then keep your opinion to yourself. You see, folks, I am not a proponent of in-your-face attitude, amen? But I do believe that we need to refuse as Christians to be intimidated. Amen? You see, the lame man at the gate, beautiful, said, Peter and John, and he asked for alms. They said, such as I have, give I to thee. Amen. Peter began his life after Pentecost. He was apostolic without apology. Peter and John were arrested for preaching the gospel and teaching the people about Jesus and teaching them about the resurrection of the dead. And they were thrown into jail. But the word of God does not return void. Amen? About 5,000 men were saved as a result of their preaching that day. You see, the next day they were brought before the Sanhedrin to be questioned and to be reprimanded. And there in the presence of Peter in presence of these leaders, that Peter answered the question, how did you heal this man? The Bible says that Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to preach to them. In Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 12, he said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye have crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which has set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation, hear me tonight, in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Look at what happened next. The men saw the boldness of Peter, and they knew that he had been with Jesus. Amen. Why? Through the boldness of him. Amen. Through his powerful testimony. You see, folks, there is something powerful about being with Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, we got to understand. Amen. Because of him, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. It causes you to be like him, even when you do not know how to be. Amen. It causes you to be. It causes you to be apostolic without apology. You don't have to tell anyone, amen, that you are sorry. You don't have to try try and excuse your behavior. You are simply a Holy Ghost-filled believer through and through. Hallelujah. That old council tried to figure out how they could punish these men without causing the multitude of people to rise up against them. And someone had a bright idea of, let's just threaten them. Let's threaten them and with their lives, so that from this day forward, they will not speak to anybody in that name. And I want you to know, folks, that the devil hates it when you speak to anyone in the name of Jesus. Amen. It still causes the devil to tremble and flee and with fear. And listen to what Peter's reply in Acts 4, 19 through 20. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which have seen and heard. When you look into the New Living Translation in Acts 4:20, but Peter and John replied, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything that we have seen and heard. Amen. Why? Because once you have been changed by the power, you can leave that monitor up here for me. Once you have been changed by the power of Jesus' name, no other power, no other influence or name can do the same as Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have felt the ultimate peace of God, a man's attempt to frighten you will pale in comparison to the ability of God to deliver you. You see, in Desert Storm, one of America's greatest weapons was revealed. It was called the Patriot Missile. It was totally different than the Tomahawk missiles. It was totally different than the howitzers that were used in the offensive strikes. And it was and is a defensive weapon. And when the Iraqi armies launched their dreaded Scud missiles, the Patriot batteries would track it and fire, and they would destroy the weapons before it even could come into contact with the intended target. And an awesome display of technology, an awesome display of power, amen. You see, the Patriot arrived at its name in a very unique way. The men and women that manufactured it were given the opportunity to name it. Patriot was chosen. And it is an acronym for the following: Proud Americans Taking Responsibility in Our Time. And folks, I tell you tonight, I believe that it is time for the prince and the power of the air to feel the effects of some COP patriots in Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. We ought to be proud apostolics taking responsibility in our town and in our time. Come on. Hallelujah. We ought to be COP patriots. Satan will do all that he can to hinder the progression of the church. But I am persuaded that Jesus meant it when he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. The enemy, he will attack. But there are some apostolics here that are going to take the responsibility of their time. They're going to take the responsibility of their town. And we refuse to be intimidated. We refuse to allow someone else to tell us what is permissible and what is not. Somebody here tonight, help me. Amen. Come on, folks. We need to get apostolics without apology. I refuse to apologize for my belief in one God. One God. He is one God. The Bible says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. I refuse to be intimidated out of preaching Acts 2:38 message. You must be born again of the water and the Spirit. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Let me tell you something. Tongues are not of the devil. They are a sign for the unbeliever. They are the initial evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than y'all. He must have been from West Virginia or something. Y'all. You see, he was apostolic, though, without apology. God, folks, understand, we have to get a hold on an apostolic attitude tonight. Are you embattled by peer pressure around you? It is because your peers do not know where you really stand. Is that why? When you have the peer pressure come in your life, a lot of times that comes and it'll affect you when you know your friends around you don't understand where you are in life, what you stand for. Come on, our friends need to know what we stand for. Our co-workers need to know what we stand for. Our neighbors need to know what we stand for. If you are in the middle of the road, you are susceptible to peer pressure. But if you are a true apostolic, then you know where you stand. Hallelujah, folks. I am apostolic regardless of the pressures of this world. I refuse to allow anyone inside or outside of the church to dictate to me what is and what is not acceptable worship to God. I'm going to give him my best. Come on. If my best on a particular night means that I end up rolling on the floor or kneeling quietly in prayer, I will not be intimidated. I want to be like David, folks. I want to dance before the Lord with all of my might. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, it is like a fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. The world, folks, they're going to tell you to stop acting like a fool. You don't have to do it. You don't have to be that way, they'll tell you. But Jesus said, don't stop. I can use somebody like you. Come on. I can use somebody like you. See, God will empower you. And then, folks, they will know that you have been with him. If you will get in here and you will allow God to renew you in your spirit, you could become like Peter. Amen. You see, I can't stop talking about what Jesus did. That's what Peter was telling that man. I can only telling those Pharisees, he said, I can only tell you what I've seen. I can only tell you what I've heard. Amen. And if you want me to listen to you or you want me to listen to God, there's no choice. Peter said, I've seen too much to doubt him now. You see, you are too late to tell me that God is not real. Amen. And you're too late to tell me he will not fill me with his Holy Spirit. You see, I have felt God for myself. Amen. And Peter was letting them know right then and right there that I am apostolic without apology. Let's stand here tonight. Hallelujah. Let's stand here tonight. Let me tell you something, folks. God has always desired to be a part of his creation. God did not intend for all the heartache and all the problem and all the trouble that's in this world. That was not God's intention. God loves his creation. But we have to make a choice. You see, God made Adam and Eve to live forever. It was because of their choice why death came. It was because of their choice why they were booted out of the garden. Their choice. God said, I still want to be a part of you. You see, the Bible says he walked in the cool of the day with Adam and Eve. What an awesome thing. Here comes God. He's come here to talk to us. He's come here to fellowship with us. Hey, God, how you doing today? What a great thing. But now he says, I want to dwell in you. And the way you know that you have the Holy Ghost when you begin to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gives the utterance. That's how you know. He told Peter preached the message. You got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name, not the titles, in Jesus' name. and then I'll fill you with your spirit. I'll fill you with my spirit. And you'll know that because you'll begin to speak another language. Hallelujah. You see, Peter said, I've seen too much. I'm only going to testify of the things that I've seen. I'm only going to testify of the things that I've heard. And I know this God. I've served him too, and I've seen him heal. So listen, buddy. He's telling that lame man, I don't have silver and gold, but there's one thing I do have, and that is the power of the name of Jesus to raise up. Come on. It's in the name, folks. It's all in the name. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's any apostolics here tonight that want to come up here and just thank God for what he's allowed you to see, what he's allowed you to hear, and say, God, I want to be an even greater witness for you. Come on, folks. God wants to use you to be a witness. Is there anybody here who wants the Holy Ghost? You can have the Holy Ghost here tonight. We'll pray for you. Just come on up here. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost if you let us know to pray for you.